Yes, the celebrations went very well last night, and I would say we have a few sore heads, but the league would be an understatement. If you know, hard work pays off at the end of the day.
Looking at that league, currently you still have two games left to go, but sitting in second place was the KV Ladies in 37 points, OMA were in 35, so it was really, really tight at the top there, so you had to either win or draw yesterday.
Yes, both Priorians, which is a Derry team, done us a favour by beating OMA and left us down to, that if we drew or won, we won the title yesterday and we drew, so we done the job at the end up.
Getting promotion back to the Premier, that was obviously the goal for this year, Richard.
Yes, we set out at the start of the season, because our two goals were won the Ulster Shield, and unfortunately we didn't do that at Christmas time, and another goal was to get promotion, and we done that one. So one out of two is not bad.
The league is more, I suppose, it's week in, week out. It's very competitive by all accounts. And you need a lot of players, Richard. You had 17 or 18 players within the squad. And look, you had to use them all, no doubt.
Yes, we used them all. People had posed all their commitments on different Saturdays. And as you say, the squad is key at the end of the day. And we used every one of them, if you know, over the period of the year, like.
Looking back to a number of years ago, I think it was in 2016, you were in the senior. Suppose you'd be looking to do a lot better this time in the senior hockey?
Yes, suppose back in 16, it was our first time going up ever in the Premiership, and it was tough for us. Now, it was a quick learning curve, and unfortunately we came straight back down, and we were very unlucky last year. We finished third, and technically we ourselves, we thought we weren't ready. So hopefully this year, another year experience, and hopefully we'll try or do our best to stay up this time.
And all attention probably will turn to that fairly quickly, Richard. And I suppose, what can you do differently this year?
That's, I suppose, a wee bit more mentally stronger and believing in ourselves a wee bit better, and we have a stronger squad this year, you know, with mixed with old lady or senior ladies and young ladies, like, so we'll see what that happens.
And tell us, Raphoe hockey is renowned throughout the county, but I suppose locally this has been, I suppose, come with open arms, this particular victory, and back to the higher stakes of promotion to the Premier, so it's no doubt very, very happy camp around the area.
Oh, definitely is. I mean, our seconds actually won their league a couple of weeks ago, so they were in a high, and I suppose it was down to ourselves to do the same, and our ladies' club is flying at the moment, and, you know, I suppose two-one leagues is pretty good for the season, like.
And that does nothing but good for players maybe thinking about taking up hockey and giving it a go, and, you know, when they see a bit of success, Richard?
Yes, that's because we have a few players outside. You know, it's only one school that sort of feeds us all the time, and we have a person in American in the hospital doing our degree in doctoring, and she's playing for us nearly most weekends, and a couple of people from Casablanca's come to us. So, you know, it's opened up, and it's, as you say, success brings extra people to their club.